Triss and Welfo could see the missiles coming, so it was not hard to row and avoid arrows or stones. Welfo felt a new confidence flooding through her, and the Hogmaid winked at Triss.
We'll make it. She's got the wind behind her pretty good now. Not far to go and head for the open sea. Oh!
Welfo had been looking up at the sail as she spoke, when a big solid pebble from a ratguard sling struck her hard on the side of the head. She collapsed unconscious to the deck. Shog was at her side immediately.
Stow your oar, Triss. Tend to our mate. She ain't bad hurt. I got to look after the tiller and not let the bow drift too far over.
Flit stumbled and staggered over sharp rocks and snagging shrubs, exhorting the guards.
Pour it into them. We've taken care of the eggs, pig. You front lot, get ahead of me, down to the estuary. The river mouth narrows there. That'll be our best chance. We might even get them stuck on a sandbank if the tides run out enough.
Shog raised himself from the tiller, staring anxiously ahead.
Triss, get Welfo down to the cabin, out of the way. Tide's still ebbing up yonder. I don't like it. Got to take her out into midstream now, so keep your head down, matey.
Flit's advance guard had reached the high peak at the inlet when he joined them. The ship swung out into midstream, heading for the gap. The sea rat sniggered joyfully.
I can see the bottom from here. She's running shallow. Look, the ship's dragging. She's running her bow onto a sandbar. Now let them have it. I want those other two looking like pin cushions. Fill them full of arrows. Split into two groups, you lot. Stay up here, keep firing arrows. The rest, follow me and bring your spears. We'll wade out a ribbon to ribbons. It ain't deep there, we'll do it easy.
The vessel ground to a shuddering halt. Shog yelled down the cabin hatch.
Up here, Triss, quick, she's run aground.
The Squirrel Maid came bounding up on deck.
What do we do?
Her otter friend outlined his desperate plan.
Leave two lines running over the stern so we can get back aboard. Me and you've got to leave her off this bank with yours. Come on, we ain't got much time. Flith's coming down after us.
Shog vaulted over the stern with two oars, while Triss hung out the two lines, then joined him. They dug the oars into the sandy bottom, under the stern, and placed the oar poles over their shoulders. Shog gave the word.
One, two, and push! One, two, and push! That's the way, keep going! I can feel her moving along! One, two, and push! Push!
Flith came splashing through the shallows, brandishing a spear he had borrowed. He was not more than a boat's length from his quarry when the ship cleared the sandbar, gliding smoothly into the sea to catch the ebbing tide. Shog patted Triss's back.
Good job, shipmate. Up you go. Sharpish now.
Flith hurled himself, spear point forward at the otter,